This is St. Louis Public Radio. A photographer from the Middle Eastern country of Lebanon is traveling across the United States in an RV. His mission is to visit all of the 40-plus communities in the United States that share the name of his homeland. St. Louis Public Radio's Alex Hoyer caught up with the Lebanese man in the Metro East community of Lebanon.
The distance Fadi Bukaram has traveled the last 4 months is in stark contrast to the size of his home country of Lebanon, which is a few hundred square miles smaller than Connecticut. A tour of his new home, a 21-foot RV, takes only 10 seconds.
There's the dinette, there's the couch, and there's the stove with a sink, you know, microwave, a fridge, and I have a small bathroom in there with a shower and all that, pretty much self-contained.
Sitting at the RV's dinette, Bukaram says he got the idea for this trip about 10 years ago after searching for his country on Google Maps. The search result came back with Lebanon, Oregon, and that led him to discover the more than 40 Lebanons throughout the United States. And a quick note about pronunciation. Bukaram says most of these cities in the U.S. are pronounced Lebanon versus the country Lebanon.
Because I've been corrected a few times about it.
He says he decided to take this trip because he had a job he did not like, working with U.S. tax law in a war zone in Baghdad, Iraq. He says he didn't want to be constantly surrounded by security, nor live in a place that reminded him of his childhood in Lebanon, where there was a civil war.
I don't want to live in a war zone, or I don't want to get anything to remind me of when I was living in a war. So I was just like, nope, I want a different kind of Lebanon.
Bukaram could talk for hours about interesting stories from his journey, from his visit to Lebanon, South Dakota with 36 residents, to Lebanons in North Dakota, Tennessee, and Nebraska, mostly rural areas.
I'm from the Middle East. The idea that I had about these folks is that there will be some sort of discrimination.
But he says that discrimination didn't happen. His experiences have been more like the one here in Lebanon, Illinois, where he's parked his RV on a side street not too far from the town's main four-way intersection. On one corner of the square is a unique-looking tree. It's called a cedar of Lebanon. It's a type of evergreen that's mentioned several times in the Bible. Bukaram says the biblical connection is one of the reasons so many towns in the United States are named Lebanon. The tree is also the symbol of Lebanon, Illinois, and is depicted on the Lebanese flag. As Bukaram gets closer to the tree, he takes a big step onto the brick base surrounding it, leans over a metal fence, and finds a plaque dated April 1967.
Cedar of Lebanon, planted by the Lebanon Beautification Committee and dedicated by Assad Muqaddim, representing the Embassy of Lebanon as a project in international goodwill and understanding between the country of Lebanon and our city of Lebanon.
On another corner of this town square sits the office of the mayor, Rich Wilkin.
Good morning.
After a lengthy conversation with Bukaram, the mayor opens a desk drawer and pulls out a large brass key for a presentation marking a continuing friendship between two places 6,300 miles apart.
I want to give you the key to the city of Lebanon.
I'm speechless really here. Thank you so much, Mayor.
You are absolutely welcome.
Thank you so much. It's just an honor for me. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We feel so privileged that you would come to our town and visit us.
Fadi Bukaram is near the end of his five-month trip. He says he's not sure what he's going to do after it's over, but for now, he's off to Lebanon, Missouri. In Lebanon, Illinois, I'm Alex Hoyer, St. Louis Public Radio.
To hear an extended conversation with Fadi Bukaram on his trip to all of the Lebanons of America, check out the St. Louis on the Air podcast.